okay. Okay, now you might have a river, and something smaller than a river.
Creek.
Would be a creek, okay. What else?
A brook, a small, or a spring branch.
Okay, what's the difference between these?
Well,
a brook and a creek?
Well, I don't know. You see, the river is a big stream of water, and the creek is a small one.
Uh-huh.
And then the branch, a little brook, that's generally a string, a little spring or two up the horse, and when just water just coming on gently. And I've never known when a creek ceases being a creek and begins to be a river.
Yeah.
Because you know, some places rivers are small and some places are over big.
Yeah.
And I don't know how big one has to be a river and not be a creek. I never did know the answer to that.
Okay. Say it could have been, what would you call it, a deep valley cut by a stream of water, you know, it's in the woods or field, and it's real deep and real wide.
I call it a valley.
Okay.
You might call it a hollow, it could run in some places.
Okay.
But I call it a valley.
Okay, what if it had been raining real heavy and the rain cut out a little channel?
It'd be washing.
Okay. Well, what would you call the thing that the rain cut out? The little...
It's called gully.
Okay.
What's gully then? Gully is what we call it.
What are some names of some of the streams around here?
Some of the local streams?
Uh-huh.
We've got Hawks River.
Okay.
And this is, this is Starnes Creek, I believe they call it. Down here.
What creek?
Darnes Creek.
Uh-huh.
And that creek is on, we call it McCrory Creek.
Okay.
And you got Duck River. You see, you actually go on up, you're talking about being by John Lewis, go over the hill and then turn right, go to the next ridge, that's Duck River Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And all the water over there then runs over, that's the other side of Pultite. All the water over there runs to Duck River. It runs south. Well, all this other water then runs north and goes to Hawks River.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the dividing line of the waters.
Mm-hmm. You said that was the other side of
Pultite is a big ridge up there.
Pultite?
Yeah, it used to be the oldest, deepest hill in the country. Still a pretty big hill. But it used to be just awful. Where a team can hardly pull a load over the toll. Do well pull an empty buggy up sometime. But anyhow, the water yonder way, it goes Duck River, runs
uh-huh.
south.
Uh-huh.
And then north of that, the water all runs north. That was known as Duck River Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that ridge runs all around back up yonder way, too. But I just showing you about the closest point to it from here.
Mm-hmm.
That's Duck River Ridge.
Pultite.
Well, now, did you ever hear about that Pultite play?
Uh-huh.
They're putting that other girl on the play, Pultite play. I think it's got the name from it, Pultite. And Pultite used to be just a place you just go up in here, just go up like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful. And then in the late year, Mr. Sam Allison cut it down, went around it, but he still got a pretty bad hill that way to go around it. But you could get over it better.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Okay, if you wanted to open the door, you'd take hold of the door.
No.
Huh?
Take hold of the doorknob. Okay. Turn the doorknob.
Do you use that word knob talking about land?
Yeah, that's what I speak about knob. It's just one of these big hills run up to a round bowl of a thing up there, you know, calling it a knob.
Okay. What about something much bigger than a hill?
Mountain.
Okay. What do you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp?
Ledge.
Okay, but say someone jumped over the...
Clear.
Okay. And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, not a valley, but it's still up in the mountains, you know.